This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
On today's podcast, guys, have you noticed on my hands?
The band-aids?
Yes.
Yep.
I was feeling manly. Well, I'm kind of feeling manly, but now after Jess pointed out that I shouldn't have so many band-aids, now I feel emasculated.
They should be calloused, James. They should be firm and they should be rough.
They are not. Band-aids are a sign of your manliness, honey.
Thank you. Well, I felt manly because I fixed something over the weekend. I'm a fixer.
Oh, you're a fixer-upper.
Was it your love life?
Oh, God, no, that's unfixable. So I fixed something and now I'm feeling manly. Find out what it is right now. Have you done anything recently that has made you feel masculine? Or maybe, if you're a lesbian, feminine? Works both ways.
We don't discriminate.
No, certainly not here. My washing machine stopped.
It's nothing worse than having dirty clothes.
I know. And actually, it's funny you bring that up, Jess, because I really need to do a load of undies and socks. And the last pair I had left was that clean pair that guy left like from 2 weeks ago. And I was like, I'm so glad that I washed these because then I could wear them and they fit. It was fine. They're mine now.
If you missed the show a couple of weeks ago, James inherited, a pair of underwear? Which came in handy.
James stole a pair of underwear.
This guy left a pair of underwear that were quite new. And so I just threw them in the wash because I didn't know what to do with them. And they came in very handy.
Yeah.
So that was wonderful.
You snooze, you lose. Mm.
Well, you sleep with James, you lose your undies.
Anyway, so the washing machine stopped. And I didn't know what to do about it. And so the door locked. And so it's one of those stupid front loaders. And so you couldn't get the door open because it locked because it had all the water in it. Anyway, so I worked out. I watched a YouTube video and I drained all the water out.
Yeah.
And then the door unlocked and then I could get the stuff out. It was all great.
Wow. I would have no idea what to do.
Mm.
Very industrious.
I admittedly, I was also FaceTiming with my dad, who's a builder.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So he was there.
He was talking you through it?
Every step of the way. But anyway, the thing was, it turns out the pump was broken. So I got a guy to come and fix it. Fix the pump.
Mm-hmm.
It turned out there was something stuck in it, and it was a flipping hair clip from my housemate.
A bobby pin?
Well, is that what they're called?
A bobby pin.
Intern D's got one here.
Yeah. Quite by accident.
Do you even use them?
No. What? No, she was just cleaning out a washing machine.
Did some woman leave it behind at your house or something?
Yes, I'm just not sure whether or not I should wear it. Yeah. No.
Anyway,
yes,
so
they are bobby pins and they are very useful.
So he got it out and then he left. He's like, oh, my work here is done. And then he left and then I did another load and it didn't work. Yeah.
Oh.
So I was like, your work here is not done, mister.
So your idea of being manly is calling it a man. That's mannish. I wouldn't say that's manly.
Okay, no.
So it doesn't explain the cut fingers, but go on.
Okay, so because I was paying attention to what he was doing, I decided to give it a go.
You had your own shot at it.
I had my own shot at it. Mm. So that's why I have cuts all over my fingers, because I had to lift the washing machine up and there's a bit of metal underneath and it was really... sharp, and I got cuts. So anyway, I band-aided them up, and Dad, because I was FaceTiming Dad again, and he was like, oh, make sure you put some Betadine on that, because that's nasty
that's
stuff underneath the washing machine. Anyway, so then I pulled the motor apart, like the pump, and then I tried to see if there was anything in there, and I couldn't, so I just turned the pump a bit, and then when I set it for another load, it did it.
That is good.
I think I fixed the washing machine.
Well done, James.
And that guy came. He was there for 10 minutes, 7 maybe. Charged me $80.
Yeah.
That's a good rate.
Rude.
That's how much you can charge for being manly, James.
So if someone else had a washing
machine. I'm pretty sure I could get a better rate doing something else.
Ew.
Yes, Christina.
If someone else had a washing machine with issues, do you feel confident enough to tackle that?
No. Unless, okay. But maybe if I took my FaceTime dad again.
Yeah.
I just love it that there's 14 people involved in the story. Six of them are professionals. You're not one of them. And if I had to guess why you have six Band-Aids on your little manly fingers, it's from paper cuts from flicking through the yellow pages looking for a tradie.
Oh, no. Okay, let's
go. The yellow pages online now. Yeah. We all know that.
Showing your age.
I think we need to give him some credit here. It wasn't even his bobby pin. He doesn't use bobby pins.
No.
Unless you do.
Got nowhere to put them.
Now, James, funny you say feeling masculine was around a washing machine because I had a very similar experience because when I moved into my apartment earlier this year, we were both moving in with nothing, so I had to buy a washing machine. Oh. So I bought a second-hand one, and first of all, the hose broke of the washing machine.
Where? Oh,
at the back, so what drains it out.
Yep.
So I had to buy and fit a new hose myself.
You did that yourself?
Yeah. And the thing is, because...
I feel like I could do that now.
Because I'm cheap, I didn't want to, like, pay anybody to do it.
Yep.
So I just kind of had to fly by the seat of my pants.
Uh-oh.
And then also...
I love that
we
expression.
Live on the third floor apartment, so some quite steep steps. And I was moving everything in by myself, so I kind of had to carry the washing machine up the stairs... by myself and then fit it as well.
What? But they're really heavy, Jess. Like, washing machines are really unnecessarily heavy.
They are. I felt it for a little bit, but you know what? You know what made me feel better?
Wait, what? Oh, sorry. Sorry.
70? 60?
No, not you. You're rubbing your body. Like, I wish you guys could have seen that because he's rubbing himself going 70
kilos. Well, just seeing
kilos.
If, you know, there's anything extra that's popped up that I haven't noticed. No,
it's
all
how
good.
Many kilos would a washing machine be?
Oh, I don't know. 20? Wouldn't be that much, would it?
No, they're heavier than that.
I don't know.
Intern D, do you have an idea?
Yes, a washing machine. A standard 7.5 kilogram load washing machine would be 120 kilos.
Okay. Thank you, Intern D.
Don't fact check it, but I think that's... Well, they've got a concrete block in the bottom.
Oh.
So that they don't...
So they don't rattle everywhere. Mm,
so they don't run away.
Mine definitely wasn't 120 kilos, but if we can pump up my tyre saying it was, let's go for it.
Sorry, I interrupted you. You were going to say, but the best part was...
Well, I've forgotten now.
Oh, sorry. So the other day I went to a shop and bought light globes for my headlights.
For your car?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Put them in too.
Get out.
I know.
I don't know how to do that.
Yes. See, I am manly. I'm not just girly. I changed light globes. That's pretty good.
There's a joke in that somewhere. How many Christines did it take to change light globe?
All you have to do is go to the shop and say, this is my car, and they give you a light globe. It's
really don't talk it down. Talk it up. Say you had to check the voltage or something.
Oh, sorry. Well, I did. And I had to know my model of my car, which, you know, for me is pretty...
Just point out into the parking lot. Oh, that one.
Oh, it's blue.
No, it's green. I don't know anything about cars. I'm it's green. Right. It's kind of nice.
It's green and the headlights don't work. Yeah. What have you got for me?
What do you want, man?
We have got a text in about feeling masculine.
We did. We got one in from Chum saying, which is just a masculine name in itself.
Very, very masculine.
Very strong.
Or a very dog foodie.
I'm going to go with masculine. Hi, Triple Threat team. I fixed my toilet, pulling the lever and cancelled the plumber, which they're expensive and you never know when they're going to turn up. So, well done.
Maybe I need Chum to fix all of our toilet problems in our house, which you've had to hear about over the last
few
weeks.
You've got Bruno to do that.
Bruno's not very good.
Oh.
Bruno just, like, lifts up the lid and goes, I don't know.
I thought your mum and Bruno got out the plunger.
Yeah, they plunged to make it look like they knew what they were doing, right. But it's still blocked, isn't it?
Oh, dear.
And also, just really quickly, massive hello to Serena, our front desk lady, who texted us in all the way from another country.
Oh, I'm fairly certain she's in America.
America?
Yep.
No, I was just emphasising the fact that she texted and that you can listen internationally.
You can.
We got another question.
We miss you.
Another text as well saying, James Manley, bah ha ha ha. So,
bah!
In that exact text.
The bah is so much more than just the ha ha ha.
Yeah, it just insinuates like you're kidding, right?
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.